Good morning, everyone. We are moving on. We are in the middle of page 11 right now. Moving on to page 12. We're in the middle of Siman Beis, Sif Dalet. We're talking about getting dressed in the morning, and the Mechaber continues about how to put on our shoes. This is based on a Gemara in Masechet Shabbos Daf Samach Aleph. It's a rather lengthy discussion over there on how to put your shoes on. Says the Gemara over there, the Maskana, I think it's Shitas Rapapa, and this is how we pass it over here in Shulchan Aruch. Yinol minol yamin tchila v'lo yikshirenu. You first put on your right shoe, and you do not tie your right shoe. V'acharkach yinol shol smol v'yikshirenu. Afterwards, you put on your left shoe, and then you tie your left shoe. V'yachzer v'yikshir shel yamin. Then you go back and tie your right shoe. What's the logic behind this? Why would we do such a thing? So we all know that normally, we always are makdim our yamin. Yamin is chashif. Okay, and therefore we want to put on our right shoe first, just like the rest of the thing. You put your right arm through your shirt first. Everything should be done with your right first. And therefore the right shoe goes first. Oh, why then do we wait to tie the left shoe first? Says the Gemara over there, because we see that le'inyan kshira, when tying things, we know left is chashuv. Why? Because we tie our tefillin on our left hand. And therefore we see in terms of tying that the left is chashuv. And therefore the Gemara says that by tying, we're going to go first with our left shoe, and therefore we're going to tie the left shoe first to show that the tying is leading chashuv with our tefillin. V'yachzer v'yikshor shel yamin. Then you're going to go back and tie your right shoe. And therefore, because this is a din in tefillin, because we tie our tefillin on our left shoe, therefore both Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach brought down Alicha Shlomo and Rav Berkowitz pointed out that by women, when they're putting on their shoes, they have no inyan of tying their left shoe first, and therefore a woman who ties their shoe, they should put a right shoe first, tie the right shoe, and then left shoe first, and then tie the left shoe. What about a lefty? Okay, what about a lefty? What is he going to do? So the Mishnah Berurah talks over here in Sifkat and Vav. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here at the end. Okay, first let's see if Mr. Brosi Gonavai says what I said out already. Dilini kshira matzina shator not l chashivas ala smol, shekosher aleha tefillin shal yad. That's what we tie a tefillin on. Uban pilio tshalevid, ain't tzarech lahaktim smol l'kshira. Okay, they used to have some type of socks that they used to have to tie. Okay, there was no inyan of tying the left one first. Then says the Mishnah Berurah, v'iter yad. A lefty, shemeniach tefillin b'yamin shal kol adam. They put their tefillin on their right hand. Yaktin yamin. Gan likshira, says the Mishnah Berurah, they're going to be makdim their yamin to tie. Okay, that means what the Mishnah Berurah is saying is they're going to put right shoe on first, tie the right shoe, left shoe on first, then tie the left shoe. Asks Rav Nevinsal over here, maybe they should do the exact opposite. Why don't they put their left shoe on first? Because for them, their left is their chashuv. They should put left shoe on first, right shoe, tie right, and then tie left, the exact opposite of what righties do. Okay, that Rav Nevinsal does point out in Dimras Eviter, but I believe even Marina Rabin Rav Nevinsal, he paskins like the Mishnah Berurah, because there are many times, Alacha, it's very confusing when we say which, when we say that, that is right objectively chashuv, okay, because it says, miminoi eish dat lamo, okay, with the Torah is given with the right hand, is it intrinsically right is objectively chashuv, or do we say it's chashuv because that's your strong hand? Okay, and therefore, tully on this question will be the answer to what you do with tying your shoes. Sometimes in halacha, we'll say the right is objectively chashuv, and therefore even a lefty would use the right hand. And sometimes in halacha, we are going to say, no, it's subjective depending on what your strong hand is. Okay, we'll have to see each one as it comes along. Okay, lulav and esrog, it seems to be a machlokas between Ashkenazim and Sephardim. Okay, tefillin, we know it's a din in how you tie. There's all these different cases where lefties might do different, might not do different. We'll have to take on each of them. But over here, the Mishnah Berurah is passing, as it seems to be from Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Hay, that this is an objective din that yamin is chashuv. Shekein matzina b'torah sheyamin chashuv tamid. The right is always chashuv, leaning bo and yad v'regel. With sprinkling in the base of Mikdash, they used to sprinkle on the bo and yad v'regel, the right. Ulechol advarish shemaktim yamin. So all the things that we are maktim, the yamin to the small. So it seems to be an objective din over here, and therefore lemaisa, it seems to be like the Mishnah Berurah says that for a lefty, they should put on the right shoe first, tie the right shoe, left shoe then, and then tie their left shoe. The Ramah points out over here, in the end of Sifkan Dalad, what about slip-on shoes that don't have ties? So says the Mishnah of the Ramah, very pashut, v'minalim shalanu, she'ein la'em kshira, okay, shoes that do not have ties in them, yino shal yomi t'chila, that means you put on your right shoe first, and then you put on your left shoe, because then there's no din of yikshirano, and that's what's going to come out over here, halacha l'mais. What about taking off your shoes? What do you do when taking off your shoes? Which one comes first? So misvaru, we should say that if yamin is chashiv, so you should leave on, you should first take off your left shoe and then take off your right shoe. And that's how the poskim do bring down what you're supposed to do, lemaisa, in terms of taking off your shoes. However, in Luach Eretz Yisrael, the Luach of Rabbi Tukachinsky that we use here in the most Minhag Yerushalayim goes after the Luach Eretz Yisrael, brings down B'Shem Rav Kook, that's only by regular when we take off your shoes. But if you're taking off your shoes for a mitzvah purpose, then Dafka Yishim Maktim the right, because this is Chashim now to take off the right shoe first. What are examples when we take it off for a mitzvah purpose? So, a couple of examples would be, is if you're taking off L'Kavod Shabbos, okay, you're taking off your shoes to go take a shower, for a cover shaz, you're switching into your shoes that are more cover shaz. More so, he says, is on Tisha B'Av. You know, you have to take off your shoes on Tisha B'Av. It's a lach and shulchan aruch. You have to take off your shoes. So he says, when you take off your shoes, says the Rukok, you should take off your right shoe first on Erev Tisha B'Av. So Shlomo Zalman, so Berakas Kohanim would be the same thing. Very good. Another good, very good example. Okay? What? But comes Shlomo Zalman, and he agrees half. He says, on the fact to take it off on Tisha B'Av, he says, not so fast, okay? Even though, yes, it's a din in Shulchan Aruch, take off your shoes, but this is a sad thing. This is a din in Avelus. And therefore, he says over there, he disagrees with Rav Kook and holds that you should take off, not like normal, take off your left shoe. But on other cases, where it's a happy mitzvah, let's say Birkas Kohanim, or on Erev Shabbos, in there, Rav Shlomo Zalman brought down on page Kav Beis, and Elisha Shlomo agrees with Rav Kook's statement that when you're doing Letzach Mitzvah, to take off your right shoe first. Okay, so that is a little bit about getting dressed with their shoes and taking them off on during the week. Now, says the Shulchan Aruch Sifhei, I'm sorry, that's what we said earlier. This is Shulchan Aruch Sifhei. Because you cholitz min alv, cholitz shul sabal tchila. When you take off your shoes, you take off the left first. Okay, so it's before Shalach over here in brought down over here in Shulchan Aruch. And Mr. Bro says, "Sikon ches shizel kvodo shul yamin," because that is the kavod of the yamin, to be taking off your shoe first. Okay, fine. Now, Siv Vav is also a very important halacha with a lot of halacha lemais in it. Let's take each case carefully. Also, leilech b'koma zakufa. You can't walk around with gaivi. Don't walk around holding your head up high. It's a din in gaivi. Look at Mishnah Berurah. Siv katan tes shidocha ragli yeshchina kibiyachol. It's kibiyachol when you walk up with your head up high. In a gaivi manner, you are knocking down the legs of the shchina. Okay, obviously kibiyachol. Okay, katru achron da'asra afilu pachol zedalad amas. Apart afilu omi b'koma v'eno holich klav. Okay, you have to be careful walking with, even walking with the nevis. Says the Mechaber in the Hemshif, V'lo yelech daod amos b'gilui rosh, m'mnei kvod ha-shechina, v'yivdok nekavav. He says you do not walk daod amos with your head uncovered. Okay, that's covered a shechina. And the Gemara talks about, it reminds of your Shemayim. There's a story in the Gemara that talks about that a mother saw that was told that her son was going to grow up to be a ganav, and therefore she put a kippah on his head from the moment he was a baby, and that reminded the shechina, therefore it never happened until one day it fell off, and he was climbing up the tree ready to steal something, and he realized, and he put his kippah on, and it saved him. A kippah is supposed to remind us of the shechina at all times, and that's what the whole idea is. And therefore you're not supposed to walk Dalad Amos with Gilui Rosh. Now, what is the din of wearing kippah? What is this? It's a halacha, the rites of the Rabbanan Minag. What is the halacha of wearing kippah? You know, this is one of the, obviously, symbols of a Jew nowadays, or not for generations. And what is this din? So the Taz holds, the Taz brought down the Sifkat Yud Aleph, he holds that Vezmanenu, it's an Isser Gomor Medina Liyos Begili Rosh. Shabbat brings down in Sifkat Yud Aleph that according to the Taz, it is a din that you are chiv al pi din to have a kippah on at all times. The Taz has Raya and a Svara also for this din. Number one, he says, he wants to claim that it is a problem of uvuchukoseyam lo seilechu to walk around without a kippah. To take your kippah off, he holds, is uvuchukoseyam like this, like walking around with the goyim. Because the goyim dafka, when they go to eat, or they take their head covering off. Okay? And therefore, he has a problem, he holds it the daraisa iser of uvuchukoseyam lo teilechu. Furthermore, he brings a raya from Sim Mem Vav. He says, we say a bracha every morning. It's referring to the head covering you put on. So we see if Chazal told us to make a bracha on the head covering, obviously it's a chiyuv gamar to have a head covering. So now, not everyone agrees with this taz. The Magen Avram and the Gra seem to hold that is not mamish chiyuv gamar. It's more a minhag. A minhag, obviously, one of the strongest minhagim that we do have. But it is not such a din like it's a din daraisa. Rav Moshe Feinstein comes along, I believe it's in Simon Aleph of Igros Moshe, Chelek Aleph of Igros Moshe, or Achayim, Simon Beis. It's the second tshuva that Rav Moshe Feinstein has found in the Igros Moshe. Over there, Rav Moshe develops that he holds that it is not really like the Tazi, he holds like the Magen Avraham and the Gra, that it's only a minhag. Okay, it's a very strong minhag, but it's only a minhag. And the reason why he says it's not b'chukos seyam lo teleichu. What about b'chukos seyam lo teleichu? So this is another very important din in b'chukos seyam lo teleichu. B'chukos seyam teleichu is when you do something because the goyim do it b'shem avodah zarah. They're doing it for avodah zarah purposes, and you try and be like the goyim. That's a b'chukos seyam lo teleichu. Or stam, you do something that the goyim for absolutely no purpose. There's no purpose to it, and you try and be like the goyim. That's also b'chukos seyam lo teleichu. A lot of ways that people dress nowadays to be like the goyim, that might be part of the iser. Okay. But in terms of this din, when the goyim take off the head covering, let's say when they eat, it's not because of avodah zarah. It's not a avodah zarah purpose, and therefore Moshe Feinstein held the ikar, it is not a chiyuv gamar. And therefore, he develops over there in that tshuva, is that letzarach gadol, one could be lenient, l'chor for parnasa, okay, you have to make a big cheshbon. If it's really going to affect your parnasa, so then there is room to be makel. Nowadays, it's not so clear that in most offices, especially in America, whether that's really going to have ashpa, the fact that you are wearing a little kippah on your head. Other people look a lot more weird than you do coming to the office nowadays. Okay, so nowadays you have to make another one, but that is what the olam is make on the people who take off their kippah when they go to work. It's based on this road motion because he possibly not like this task. Fine. Now, just a very important piece of Moser Bakrin down from Moreno Rabbeinu of Nevinsa. He writes over there, even though he also holds that it's not necessarily a chi of gomor, but listen to his lashon over here. And dear Ramasal Gomer, Ulegalos Harosh, Kidei Laheros Kamisheinu Shomer Torah Mitzvah. Someone goes into a place, say a chas v'shalom, a non-kosher restaurant, a bar, whatever it is, and they take off their kippah, okay, and he says they take off their kippah because they want to fit in with the rest of the crowd, the goyim and the non-shomer Torah mitzvos, says in Nemzal, who iser sha'omnam eno mamish yareg v'al yavor, he's over in iser, and that's not mamish yareg v'al yavor, elu iser ha'karuv lazeh, it's an iser karuv that is yareg v'al yavor to do that. And therefore, someone who has a Yetzirah, the holy Chlamakomos Asur, when he goes to places that he should not be found, Ein Legalus Rosha, he should not uncover his head, because he's going to be over an Isser that is Karov to the Isser of Yarei V'Ayavar. Oh, you'll ask, and I asked Moreno Rabbeinu Nevinsa, what about Marisayin? What about walking to places not Marisayin? That people will see someone walking into the Kiva to a place like this? Said Rav Nevinsa very sharply looked at me and he said, there is no greater Maris Ayin than dressing up like a non-from Jew. To dress up in a way that makes you look like someone who's not from, there's no greater Maris Ayin than that. Okay? So there we make a chash and you understand over here. Okay, what your kavana is when you're taking off a kippah. If you're doing it for parnas reasons, there's what to be somechan. If you're doing it because you want to fit in, listen to these words of Rav Nevinsa Shlita, that it's an isser that is karov li yareg v'al yavor. Okay, he says in the comments b'kuach nefesh, k'tila hatzal mishman mutar, obviously in place of b'kuach nefesh. It's not mamash yareg v'al yavor, says Rav Nevinsa, then it would be mutar to go ahead to take off the kippah. Okay, Rav Nevinsa said in shir, he's the shirim on this, he's earlier on, and he said in shir, b'shem his Rebbe Rosh Shlomo Zalman Arbach, he said Rosh Shlomo Zalman had no makor for this, but this is just his hargasha. In terms of a shir, how big a kippah has to be, it has to said, he said it has to at least cover a third of the head. Okay, it's not so big. A third of the head he has to cover. Okay, he did not have a makor for that, but that's what he felt that should be. Some people say it has to be seen from all sides. Definitely not the kippahs like the size of the battle cap that some people wear. Those are no good. It should be proud, something that you're proud of to wear a kippah. Something that we, to show off that we are Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, is a beautiful thing. And once again, it's to remind us of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zaran. That's the most important thing that we're constantly thinking of. Okay? people put certain designs of sports teams on their team, maybe that's what they're thinking of more than a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that's not what the whole point is all about. Says the Ramah in continuation, after the Mechaber says, V'yidok, the Kavah means you should make sure that you're clean all times. If you go to the bathroom, you should not hold it in. Okay, as the Mishabura says in Siv Katan, Yigimel, Kadeshia, Akha, Kufu, Naki, Beshas, Kabbalah, Machut, Shemaim, Kriyat, Shemaim, Tefillah. Okay, sorry, before we get to the Ramah, one more thing about having your head covered. So says the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Yud Aleph, he says, Umidas Chasidas Afilu Pachos Midalas, Vafilu Beis Hashena Balayla. That's the makor why some people wear a kippah even to sleep, okay? Is because in order to have a kindness not to get, not even to go back less than Pachos Midalas, Beis Hashena, what's going to, that's not a Chi of Gomor, it's an Indian, it's maybe an Indian Chashav, but it's not a Chi of Gomor. But then he says like this. Says the Mishnah Berurah about five lines down, two lines before it gets wide. Zevida'ot, Dili'inin Gili Arosh, Dai Bikisu Yad Al Arosh. It's good enough to place your hand on your head. So number one, it says over here, in terms of putting your hand over your head, says the Mishnah Berurah first, that does work for this inyan of not walking Dalet Amos. But according to the Prima Gadim, that only works if there's also a ceiling over your head. With a ceiling over your head and a hand over your head, that works for not walking Dalet Amos without a kippah. But to walk outside with your hand in your head, says the Prima Gadim, that doesn't work. But one more thing, as the Mishnah Berurah brings on in Siv Katan Yud Beis, is that's only for this inyan of not walking Dalet Amos. But in order to say bracha, or to daven, say Kriyat Shema, even this is not really going to work, Mi'ikar Adin. If you look over here in Siv Katan Yud Beis, he says over here, V'kol Shekein, She'asr Levarich, V'hu Atin Yilmo B'Gili Rosh. It's asr to make bracha, and it's asr to learn with Gili Rosh. V'lo Mahani B'zeh Kisu Ayad, Diyad V'rosh Chad Gufinum. For this, it is not good enough to put your hand over your head, because your hand and your head is one goof, and therefore it's not considered as if it's completely covered. So we see over here, in order that these Mishnah Berurah should not be so sir each other, it is only talking about Siv Katan Yud Aleph in order this Indian of not walking Dalet Amos without a head covering. But in order for brachas and tefillah, that says the Mishnah Berurah, it does not help to have your hand over your head. After he does bring down, he says, V'yesh makilim b'zeh b'shas adchak. There are those who are mekel b'shas adchak, k'chon gugom b'layla, shirotz alishtos, you're in bed at night and you want to drink, v'ein lo kovib rosh, and you have no kippah on your head, didai mashem mechasa rosh b'yado. It's good enough then to rely on putting your hand over your head. Avo yoter tov li'hon k'mosh ha'olim menogim. But it's better not to rely on this and do what other people do. What is that? Shemam shich b'se yad shalabegin al yad mechasa bo rosho. Take your sleeve, pull it down, and then put your sleeve over your head, and then that would work for covering your head. Covering your head. Midiagav also, that works also if you have your friend's hand over your head. Your friend's hand does work for Akisi for you, because it's his body covering your body. Your hand does not work for this. So therefore, Allah Lamaisa, it's best not to only be shas t'chak godl. You can rely on putting your hand over your head to say a bracha or v'chulei, like in the middle of the night, and you're too tired to go find your kippah, it's lost, whatever it is, okay? But other than that, you should not rely on it, and you should always make sure you have some type of head covering when you're going to make a bracha, at least putting a shirt or a part of your shirt over your head when doing that. The last thing over here, in terms of head covering, the Mishnah Berurah at the end of Sikhani Yabez talks about, what about a toupee? Does a toupee work to be your head covering? It says uprok, which is a pair of nachos, which is basically a toupee, misarot. Af otam shetfur mebegem mitachlev, even if it's sewed into your head or whatever, into something that's on your head. Yesh la'asar mimnei maras ha'ayin, there are those who say it's asar because of maras ha'ayin. It's not good enough. Shem shahazayin, v'yesh mekilin. So he does bring down two opinions over here. There is what to be samachan, but l'chor for sure, because of maras ha'ayin, we want you the best to have a head covering on top of the table of toupee, especially if he doesn't want people to know he's wearing a toupee. Fine. So that's a lot about the lachas of covering your head. We have to be very, very careful of constantly having some type of head covering on our head. Just to finish off, the simon over here says the Ramah v'chasa kol gufo, you should cover your whole body, v'lo yelich yachef, and you should not walk barefoot. And this is what we said last time, when we talked about getting dressed under the covers. This is where the Mishnah Berurah came from. He said even you have to put your socks on under the covers, because you're not supposed to walk barefoot. That, all the posts can say, Moreno Rabbeinu Levinsohn pointed this out also, that nowadays it's normal for people to walk barefoot, and therefore this din would not apply in our communities. And therefore one can walk around barefoot. It's not a problem, and it's not an issue.
V'yargil atzel lefanos boker ve'erev shuzizis nekias. One should be careful to go to the bathroom morning and nighttime in order to make sure that their body is always clean. Okay, so Meretz Hashem, you'll start next time. Simen Gimel, okay, Hanaga Space Akisei. I'm going to the bathroom, Meretz Hashem. We have clarity on how to get dressed in the morning and all the dinim of dressing ourselves and having our head covered at all times. Okay.